welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here with Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. But you already heard all that in the intro beforehand, but I always say it because we just want to reiterate and let you know where we're at, where we're coming from. And, you know, we have this podcast radio program on the air at 91.5 FM every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. And you can also catch it on our website at the Turn the Light On tab on our Lighthouse website at ourlighthouse.net. And if you ever miss it, you can go there and catch it. So, hey, hope you guys are ready. We're going to get into the Word. I always like to do it with a co-host. And we've got Patty Wilson with us today.
Hello. How are you?
Great longtime friend and amazing woman of God, Patty.
Oh,
welcome
thanks.
To the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so glad to have you. So, you know, we really, the purpose of this program, Patty, is that, you know, we want people to be more hungry for the Word of God. We want people to develop their walk with God and grow into all that they've been called to be. So we always bring a topic and something that's relevant, something that, you know, applies to everyday life. So I always like to let the co-host bring the topic. Sometimes I bring it, but what's our topic today?
It's going to be the shepherd is always leading us.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, it just really...
The good shepherd.
Yeah, the good shepherd. He is a good shepherd,
yeah,
and he'll never lead us astray.
So how'd you come up with this topic?
I was searching for direction for the new year, 2024, and as I was, I heard the Lord say, open doors in 2024.
Wow, really? Because that was just our theme at the church.
Exactly. And
man,
so I was
so good.
Excited.
We're on the same track with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
That was just a confirmation for me. And so when I was praying about it, the Lord reminded me of a dream that I had years ago. And he's used this dream over the years, many times.
So like 3-4 years ago when you were a teenager?
No problem. Yeah, exactly, right? Just thank you, Lord.
Okay, keep
but
going.
But anyway, in this dream, I found myself in a house. And I'm walking around in this house, and all these people were in the house, and they're all wandering around. And all of a sudden, you could smell smoke. And I began to panic. Everybody else started to panic, and they're running in different directions. And I didn't know which way to go, what to do. So I just stopped and I said, okay, which way do I go? Help, which way do I go? And I heard this voice say, just calm down and listen to the voice of the leader and he'll bring you out safely.
Wow, okay.
And so I just calmed down and I said, okay. And I began to hear this voice say, okay, go through this door. Okay, go through that door, turn right, turn left. And I began to navigate myself through this house. And then all of a sudden, this one door, I heard him say, go this way. And it looked like I'd be going directly into the flames. And so I stopped and I felt that panic rise up again. And I thought, there's no way I can't go through there. I'll die if I go through there. And I heard the voice again say,
go through there.
Go through there.
Wow.
Just follow the voice of the leader. So I did. And when I went through that door, I saw these huge glass doors in front of me. And I heard the voice say, go through the doors. There's a river across the street. Jump in. It'll clean you off. It'll bring refreshing. And you'll come out and not even smell like smoke. And
wow.
Then I woke up.
That's
and,
great.
Yeah, it was an awesome dream. And at the time, you know, in my life, I felt like I was at a place where I was in a fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was hot and things were burning up. But he's brought that back many times over the years for different situations. You know, some I needed to tune into his voice and listen to him. Others I needed to go through doors that looked a little scary. Others I needed to not go through doors. And so he can take one thing and speak many different things to us.
Well, I see that in the Word all the time.
All the time. So he brought that back to me concerning open doors in 2024.
Okay.
And so what he was saying is really listen to his voice, and he's going to lead us and he's going to guide us. So the scripture in John 10, 1 through 16, let's see, do we want to read all that?
You can if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah,
go ahead. I never argue with reading the word
exactly.
over the air.
That's what it's all about.
It's the word of God. We can read it.
And this is going to back up the dream, basically.
Sure, let's go.
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and this is key, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And Jesus used this illustration, but they didn't understand the things which he spoke to them. So then if we go down to verse 7, again it says, most assuredly I say to you, I'm the door of the sheep. All who ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And then it goes down to verse 11, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. And so here it's telling us in this scripture that Jesus is the shepherd. We're his sheep. His sheep hear his voice. They know his voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow.
Sure.
So
I think one of the most prominent things we can learn in our life is to hear the voice of God. Patty,
absolutely.
I mean, if you want to succeed in this life, if you want to be who God's called you to be and understand how to live your life with God, for God, in the kingdom, you know, we talk about that kind of stuff all the time, but if you don't hear his voice, you know, so I would venture to say to everybody that's listening, you know, one of the greatest priorities that you're ever going to find in your life is to learn to recognize the voice of God, you know, because I've heard my voice and thought it was God's voice. Mm-hmm. I've heard the devil's voice and thought it was God's voice. And I've heard God's voice and I've known it was his voice. But, you know, so many times those are the three voices that we're constantly discerning from. And it always sounds like our own thoughts.
Always, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I have a thought in my mind and it sounds like it always does when I hear a thought, but there's three different people, you know, or persons that try to communicate with me that way. Really even more because the demonic realm, angelic realm.
Sure, yeah.
You know, God brings messages, but it's in the thoughts that the voice of God really is discerned if you really take a minute and think about it. And I love what you brought here on the scripture. He says, the sheep hear his voice, okay? And he calls his own sheep. So first thing is, are you God's sheep?
Right.
Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? He says, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus came and he gave his life for us, for you, for me, for everybody who's listening. Jesus died for you.
That's right.
And he died for you and opened the door. He says, I am the gate. I'm the door. He opened the door to a relationship with God. In our lives, we can have a one-on-one personal relationship with God. We're still a sheep.
That's right.
But, you know, a sheep and shepherd have a relationship.
Exactly.
And he protects them. He guards them. He helps them to grow. He, you know, he fixes them when they get broken or anything that he can do to take care of the sheep. And God's wanting to do that for us. But so many times we're wandering off because we're listening to the voice of a stranger or our own voice. We want to do our thing or something, you know, that's not of God in our life. And then we find ourselves lost. And, you know, sometimes when we get lost, we need to go back to where we last heard God's voice.
Very good. Very good. That's so important because, you know, you can get into the reasonings and, you know, our mind. And like you said, it's also the enemy comes and he's planting thoughts and he's speaking to us. And so it's so important to discern. The Bible does tell us that when we're his, if that one shepherd or sheep goes astray, you know, he'll come looking for us. But if you're not his, you don't have that guarantee. There are many times he's just going to let you go off and do your own thing. He's still watching. He's still protecting. He's still guiding.
Right.
But we have to know that not every spiritual voice we hear is the Spirit's voice. Jesus reveals that he's the good shepherd and his sheep know his voice. And that is the Holy Spirit speaking to us. It's the Holy Spirit. You know, there's that Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is our guide, speaks to us, leads us, guides us. And so we have to, like you said, draw close to him so that we recognize which voice it is speaking to us. And we can see this in Scripture where Jesus knew the voice speaking to him. The devil speaks to Jesus in Matthew 4, 5 through 6, and you can see it again in Luke 4, 1 through 2. He's led into the wilderness, but he's full of the Holy Spirit. And so when the enemy comes to tempt him, and he uses Scripture, he's quoting Scripture to Jesus. So it sounds like it would be God, right?
Right,
telling him, you know, what to do. And but Jesus recognizes which voice it is that's speaking to him. And he comes back at him with the word.
Right.
And he says, you know, the devil's like, it's written. And Jesus comes back and he says, you shall not tempt the Lord.
Right,
your God.
Right.
And
I love that.
And he quotes Scripture back to the devil. And
you know, that's what I kind of scribbled down while you were talking. I says, we have to test the voices. And what's the best way to test a voice that you're hearing in your imagination, in your mind, in your heart? You know, that's where we hear those voices. Where do we test those, and how do we know that it's God's voice? Well, we test it to the Word of God.
Word, yep.
So powerful, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The Word will lead you, will guide you. It will never fail you, but you have to get in the Word. You have to know the Word in order to better discern who's speaking to you. And if you can find it in the Word, then that's a confirmation. That's just like this dream I had. You know, I could find it in the Word. It was
absolutely
a confirmation to me that God was speaking to me, because it's telling me that Jesus is the shepherd. He's leading. He's guiding. He's telling us, take this door, take that door, go this path, go that path. No, go to the right, go to the left. And then he's also saying, don't go there.
Right.
It might look good.
Could be stop.
Yeah.
Could be wait.
Yeah.
Could be go.
Exactly. Because many things look good. They look profitable. You know, like, okay, that's God.
Oh.
But doesn't mean just because it looks good that he wants you to go there.
Good can be the enemy of God.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I look at the Scriptures, Romans 10, 17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you see, the biggest mistake that people make with the voices, Patty, is that they put faith in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can hear the enemy speaking to you, think it's God or even not think it's God. You can know it's the enemy, but you can put faith in those ideas, those thoughts, and you can begin to run after that and abandon God, or you can be deceived in the voice, and you can think you're serving God when you're really not. I've done all these things.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm speaking from experience.
Exactly,
here. Okay,
right?
We're not sitting here going, you know, this is the way it works, but we never endure this. No, me and Patty deal with all this stuff just like each and every one of us every day. So, you know, we just want to lift you guys up, because you know, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, then the ultimate way to hear God's voice is to read his Word and to know and begin to learn his voice and discern the voice. You know, I can always remember as a little kid going into a little into the Zippy Mart or whatever, you know, and the candy's all there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
there's that little voice that says, go ahead, just take one, put it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and well, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal, you know, so I can immediately test that voice that's telling me to steal that little piece of candy, you know, and And then people take it to a whole nother level. So, I mean, stealing in stores. I've seen videos just even this week of, you know, there's so much policy on shoplifting and everything and so much liability. The stores are not even willing to confront people. There's people that are walking out with carts.
I know.
Full
I've
of
seen
clothing
it, yeah.
And just putting it in their car and driving away. And the stores are, you know, doing their best to get a tag number or whatever, but they're like, do not confront these people as employees. Don't, you know.
It's scary. It's, too many people walking around with guns these days.
I know,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I don't know. But knowing that voice and knowing that the word says this is not right helps me to balance my life and do what is right and to bring into my life the ideas that I need to have, not the ones that maybe I want to have or don't need or don't want to have, but I'm having anyway. You know, I mean, you and I both came from backgrounds where we had abused drugs and things like that. Well, how did we get there? You know, we listened to the wrong voices.
Exactly.
We listened to the voice that was not our shepherd, that was not God, because I didn't have God in my life. So some of you may have gotten into this place in your life where you're just beat up right now. You're beaten down. Life seems like it's just not working in your favor. Well, you can change all of that.
Amen.
You can reverse the curse by simply beginning to learn the voice of God, listen to the voice of God, and let your shepherd, like you said, through the dream, begin to open the different doors that are going to lead you to the safety and the provision and all the different things that you need in your life.
And you mentioned it too. It's like choosing the right thing. Most of us know, whether we're saved at the time or not, we know you know, the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah.
And we have to choose, make that choice for good. I remember one time there was this old lady in front of me in the grocery store, and she was counting out all this change, and she dumped all this change out on the counter, and she's trying to pay for her groceries. And I only had like $10 myself, and I had a few things that I needed. But I felt like I heard the Lord say, buy her groceries, take care of hers first. And I'm like, but then I can't get what I need. I got to go get the kids from school. I remember, you know, all these things
all
bombarding my mind. So it's like, okay, is that me? Is that God? Is that the devil? You know, is that me? Is that God? Or is it the devil? Well, number one, the devil's not going to tell you to bless somebody.
Probably not.
You know, that's pretty slim. And chances are it was me, because I want to take care of my stuff first and not put her first. So I didn't. She ended up having just enough. And I think she put, you know, looked like maybe a dollar's worth of change back in her pocket. But when we left the store, I still heard the Lord say, you know, I was supposed, you know, you got that thing in you. It's like, oh, I should have done that.
Right.
And
been
so
there.
I saw her
times.
Get in her car, and I went over, and it was only $10, just $10. I handed her the $10. She never acknowledged me. She never looked up at me. She never saw my face. She only saw that $10 come in that car door window. And I mean, this woman, her arms flew up. Thank you, Jesus. And I mean, full-blown worship. So that was God. That $10 made the world a difference to her, but I didn't obey his voice right away.
Right. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happens, though, is sometimes that our hearts get hardened to the voice of God. You know, if you look in Hebrews 3:15, it says, if you hear his voice and do not harden your hearts. You know, I think that's a key in what we experience in this world. You know, our hearts get hardened. It could be through, you know, just negativity and things that are coming at us, or it could be we've just been hurt, that people have you know, we've thought we were listening to people that were going to help us, and it didn't, you know, and then we get hardened, and now we're not listening to God anymore. I know so many people that have gotten mad at God because they've lost a loved one or something, and they blame God. They think it's his fault, but really, if they would stop and hear his voice, you know, he would be there, and he would be comforting them. He would be helping them and walking with them, because we know from the word that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So what have you experienced? What negativity? What thing have you put the blame on God for in your life? I'm here today to say, if you'll stop for a minute, begin to tune in and hear his voice, God will will show you what really happened in those situations mm-hmm. in your life, and he'll walk you out of that. He'll lead you in a new direction so that you can be everything that he's created you to be in your life. The thief is coming. He's mm-hmm. trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He's speaking. His voice in the earth is louder than yes. anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's on the TVs. It's on the advertising. It's telling you, you need this, you need that. You're not going to be happy until you live your life this way or that way. Or, you know, even in addiction, you know, the voice of the Lord is squelched, and the enemy's voice is just saying, you need to live like this, you know, party on, you know, mm-hmm. keep going.
Yeah. And, well, peer pressure, and God is like, you know?
No, you don't need to live your life that way. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a voice that told me for the longest time that I could never be happy without alcohol in mm. my life and without drugs in my life, that I could never live a life free from that and have true joy, because I had built this voice in my head that said joy comes from partying. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It doesn't come from partying. I've been sober for 35 years now, and I'm happier than I've ever
Amen.
Been. I have God. Yeah. I have purpose. I have meaning in my life. And it's a powerful thing to know that the shepherd is leading and guiding me in my life.
Amen. Amen. And peer pressure. There are so many out there that are dealing with peer
That's
pressure.
A voice.
The voices of friends or family or, you know, whatever it might be. And you want to fit in. So you're going to listen to those voices because you want to fit in. And that's how I got trapped in all the drug and alcohol.
Yeah,
I wanted to
sure.
fit in.
Yeah,
in the
too.
In crowd. Yeah.
I wanted people to love me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And but want me around.
More people love me now than ever loved me before,
That's
though.
For sure.
You know, as I've lived my life for God, and I've listened to the voice of the shepherd. He has led and directed and guided me in my life, and I don't have to listen to the voice of someone else now.
That's
so
right.
So it's a beautiful thing to know God, to know his voice, to know your shepherd, and it's okay to be a sheep. You know, mm-hmm. I think some people are like, I don't want to be a sheep. Yeah, trust me,
yeah,
you do,
yeah.
want to be a sheep, and you do want God to lead you and direct you and show you how to avoid the pitfalls of this life, guys. We hope you're enjoying the program today. We're listening to the voice of our shepherd and our leader, Jesus Christ. We'll be right back and talk a little more about it.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin of Lighthouse Christian Church, and I've got Patty Wilson here with me.
Hello.
And she is a powerhouse woman of God, man. I'll tell you what, Patty, it's so fun doing radio with you and just sharing about Jesus and just all the time, man. We've been doing this in life for a long time, but I just want to kind of kick it back to you and say, what's some final thoughts here on the shepherd is leading and guiding us in our life? That was your topic. So,
yes.
Fill us in.
So I wanted to share a scripture with you, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." And so that really ties up everything we've been talking about. He's our shepherd. He's going to lead us. He's going to guide us. But the key is listening to his voice. We have to still ourselves, listen to him. And so even if it doesn't look like it's the right direction, because it says here, lean not on your own understanding. Our understanding would say, don't go through that door. Right. You're going to get burnt, yeah, like I shared in the dream. But if we follow him, it's still going to lead us to a place of safety, to a good place. And then Isaiah 30, 21, I like what it says. Your own ears will hear him right behind you, and a voice will say, this is the way you should go.
Ooh, that's
whether
so good.
To the right or to the left. Walk in it. Walk this way. We'll hear that voice, the voice of the shepherd, the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Word of God. The Word is alive, active, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. So you even were talking about, you know, the Word leads us. It guides us. That's how God speaks to us. So we have to get in the Word. It's going to help us to hear his voice and be able to follow his direction.
Yep. So in closing, guys, those of you and gals, those of you who are out there listening to the program today, we want to encourage you to be a sheep, to allow Jesus to be your shepherd first and foremost. Give your life to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It is the best decision you'll ever make. And then learn to recognize his voice, read his word, pray, talk to God. He'll talk back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can learn to discern the voice of God in your life. And by doing that, he will be that voice that will say, this is the way that you should go in your life, and then you will have success.
Amen.
You will have victory. You will walk in the power of God and in the anointing and the wisdom that only God can give you.
That's
but you've
right.
got to hear his voice and then obey his voice.
That's
the
key. Obey.
All right? So we hope you guys enjoyed the program today. Thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.